The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
But you know, Belinda, the reality is, if no one comes to help them, they will not get help. We, in some ways, may be their only hope.
Yeah, even thinking about how I could go to the doctor and I could get the medicine. That's who we are to them. That mom is praying for help. And God is then speaking to each of us to be the hands and feet. That's the cycle.
And scripturally, you know, it says, if you've got the power to do good, don't withhold it. That's the heart of Christ. That's why we do what we do.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I hope you will stick with us for just a moment. You're going to see some things that, yes, they are difficult to watch, but I want you to know that there is a solution. I'm Randy Robinson. Belinda Lane joins me. How are you doing, Belinda?
So good.
Good to see you. You know, when you look at water, this is something we take for granted, but yet it is a serious situation in so many parts of the world where just that daily drink of water can bring illness and death.
It's crazy when you think about that. The water I take in a day, I don't even think about it. In fact, I go to bed sometimes at night thinking I should have had more water today.
Right.
And yet there is a situation where water, they don't have it for days. And if they do have it, it's contaminated.
Right. You know, in a lot of places that we do go, we see people, they say, why don't they do something about it? And I've been to many places around the world and I've seen people try to filter the water. They've tried to boil the water, but usually they don't have really anything to boil it in. And you go, okay, but just don't drink that. Well, you can't go very long without a drink of water. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is you resort to what you have. And in many of these cases, people have lived their whole lives drinking contaminated water. But it especially hits children under the age of 5 so hard. And oftentimes it does end in death. And Belinda, as difficult as this is to watch and to see, I can only take hope in the fact that we have a solution.
And it's a solution that has proven to work over decades.
Yes.
I mean, it has really come into villages and it has been the answer.
And it is. And it's very simple. It is drilling a water well, and you're going to see some of that. So how do we do that? Well, we've been doing it for decades. And the need is still great. We've gone into villages and completely changed that village. We have given life to people. Trust me when I say children's lives are saved when they get a clean drink of water. Because a typical well will serve about 1,000 people.
Wow, it's incredible.
It becomes a... I've been in one place where we were out in the middle of nowhere, and we pull up to a well that we had drilled years before, and in a place where you'd seen no people, people were gathered around that well. So it becomes a gathering point. Mm-hmm. So it does. It changes a village. Mm-hmm. But right now, there are areas that desperately need it. I want to show you how that looks, and I want you to see how you can be the solution to a very serious need.
You know, it's hard to believe that these children here are actually drinking this water. It's absolutely filthy. As a matter of fact, you can see the cans here that are floating in the water. This is what they were drinking out of when we walked up here. I mean, I want you to look how dirty that water is. This is what they're drinking. Now, if you can see that when I pour it out, I mean, it's just absolutely filthy.
Many years ago, James and Betty witnessed firsthand a deadly problem that still plagues over 2 billion people today. Lack of access to clean drinking water that results in waterborne illnesses and oftentimes death. These two little boys, Dominique and Augustine's trek for water, became an inspiration for the ministry as we sought to help those in need of clean water. Their portrait is still displayed at Life Outreach's ministry headquarters as a reminder that it is possible to see wells of clean water spring up even in the most desolate regions in the world.
That is what we're after. And that water will soon be clean, a steel-cased well, but this is life. This is water for life right here. Millions of people are dying or lack of clean water and because of waterborne diseases. Let's give them clean water.
Let's give them clean water. Those words have been the heart cry that inspired our mission teams to locate people in countries throughout the world who do not have access to clean water. Places like Eastern Europe, in isolated regions of the Amazon River of South America, into the highlands of Central America, then to countries in the far reaches of Asia, and finally back full circle to the region of the world where our mission first began, Southern Africa.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm here in Burundi with John and the whole crew because another well is going in the ground to give people fresh, clean drinking water, and it's so exciting. Yes. I want to say thank you to you for starting this, for being so faithful to it, and to all the viewers who have made Water for Life possible in so many desperate villages just like this one.
Because of James's vision for people to have clean drinking water, Life Outreach and our partners have drilled over 9,500 wells, serving nearly 10 million people. And yet the mission is far from over, knowing that people are still suffering and dying simply because they lack clean drinking water. But with your continued support, we can reach millions more who are in such desperate need.
What a beautiful sight. And Belinda, yes, you're
so
right.
Inspiring.
Over 9,500 wells.
9,500 wells. Right. It's so inspiring. You see that. You see your mom and dad kind of even the pressure of it makes your mom kind of step back. Like, it's so beautiful to
see. It is. And you see children dancing in the rain, it looks like, because they know. And I've said this before, but, you know, sometimes when I was there at that particular one, you see the kids celebrating and having a good time playing. And then you look over at the adults, the parents, the grandparents, and there's this look of gratitude, but also you see the pain of the loss, because virtually everyone in that crowd has lost some family member
and also,
at a young age.
Is there any skepticism? Like, do they know right away this is the answer to it?
They
know
right away.
So the look they're having is, this has been such a painful journey to get here, but so much hope. Wow.
So much hope. Wow. And the reality is that hope is delivered by viewers like you. We couldn't have done what we've done over decades without the support of people who are watching like you are right now. So when we look at this year, we look at our goal to drill another 350 wells or more, I'd love to see more, across 20 different nations. We turn to you, the viewer, and say, could you be a part of it? And here's the breakdown, just so you understand. When we average out all of those wells around the world, different nations, different scenarios, the average cost is $4,800 per well. And that is to get down deep. Belinda, you would ask, you know, how deep do you have to go? And is the water always pure?
I actually did say, is there any question that's a dumb question? Because I'm still learning about the wells. And I said,
no, there's not.
Is there any place where you go and the water isn't purified and isn't good enough?
No,
water is always
It's at different depths. Mm-hmm. So it is possible to go down not very far and get to water that is really not clean. And so, again, it depends on the geography, and I'm not a geologist, but what we do is we take people who know this into the field, into these places. They make sure, they'll measure that water, and if it's not clean, they'll keep drilling. Whatever they're drilling in, whether it's sand or rock, whatever it is, and then we build that well in such a way that it will last on average 70 years. That means covering it. We go to a lot of places where we see uncovered, sometimes hand-dug wells. They just get contaminated again. So when we say we're giving water for life, we mean that in most cases because they last an average of 70 years. They serve, each individual well will serve an average of 1,000 people. So your part today will have ramifications far beyond what you see. Now, obviously, some of you can't drill an entire well. We would invite you into maybe $48, which will serve 10 people. But it's not just the numbers. What I really want you to see is the human impact, because I've been in some difficult situations. I've seen the pain of those who have lost loved ones, usually children, to contaminated water. So while we're talking numbers and wells, I want you to pause just for a minute and see the compassion behind this, the love of Christ that is behind this. This is the need that people are facing right now.
I know right now you may be standing in your kitchen preparing a meal for your family, washing dishes at your sink, using water out of the refrigerator that's filtered. You never stop to even think for a moment that that water could kill your children. I'm asking you to help me make sure that this mother never has that fear again. Ree's story really captures me. Her daughter, for 10 years, was able to run and play and do all the things that normal children do. But for the last 3 years, she has suffered because of this water sickness, and the doctors have made it very clear that it's because of the water that she is now suffering, not only in her health, but in her mind. And this is a little girl that should have been able to grow up and marry and have children of her own, have an education, have a dream. But now she lays on her bed crying and has no ability to communicate or be with people anymore. And it's all because of something that was so preventable. We can bring a well to this village. It is a clean well. It's gonna be mechanically drilled. It'll be lined all the way to the water source. It will be set up in a way that it will never be contaminated, and they'll never have to fear again. Join James and Betty. They've given their whole lives to this. They have done everything they can do to put the arms of God around the world, and they've asked us to be a part of it. We can make a difference, friends. Through Water for Life, we can drill a well in this village. You can extend God's perfect love in this moment and cast away the fear that this village lives with.
It's tough to watch.
It is, Randy. I'm watching this mom stroke her hair, and I'm thinking, I've had a sick child before. I've seen the fever, and I can put them in the car and take them to the doctor, and within a few minutes, a day, you know, I'm getting a diagnosis and I'm getting treatment and I'm getting medicine. Mm-hmm. And this poor girl laying in that hammock sick for 3 years because of contaminated water, while she's been sick, she's had to drink contaminated water. Mm-hmm. It's the cycle. She can't get better. Even if there were a chance for her to get some medication at a clinic nearby, the fact that she has to keep drinking that water is going to keep her in that sick space. And it's just heartbreaking. That mom, I know that her heart is just breaking. There's nothing, she feels so helpless, nothing she can do.
Yeah, I've sat with too many mothers, Belinda, too many mothers and grandmothers who have tried to hold back the tears while telling their story.
Right.
I've knelt beside the graves of children who were lost to contaminated water. There in Cambodia, I've seen it. And that's just one of the countries where we are actively working and we want to drill wells so that we don't see that kind of story taking place again. But, you know, Belinda, the reality is if no one comes to help them, they will not get help.
They won't.
We, in some ways, may be their only hope.
Yeah, even thinking about how I said I could go to the doctor and I could get the medicine or whatever, that's who we are to them. I mean, that's really, if you think about it, that mom is praying for help, and she's praying to a God who does hear her. And God is then speaking to each of us to be the hands and feet. That's the cycle, that right. How it breaks is we take action.
And scripturally, you know, the Bible says, if you've got the power to do good, don't withhold it. That's the heart of Christ. That's why we do what we do. And that's why we invite you into it, because you can be a part of the solution right now. We will not be able to reach our goal, the 350 wells across 20 nations, without the support of you. So whatever you can do, we would just say, just do whatever you can, because I love in Scripture, if you've been around the church, you know the story about the little boy. There's a couple different instances where, you know, he just had a few fish, a few loaves of bread, and Jesus had turned to the disciples when the disciples said, Lord, let's let these people go back to their homes because they're hungry. It's been a long day. And what did Jesus say to them? He said, you feed them. You take care of them. And they're like, we don't have enough. What do you expect us to do? And then you see the boy that brought what he had. It was too small to meet the need. When we bring what we have in obedience to Christ and we give and we're generous, that's when the miracle happens. You can pray for a miracle, but right now you can actually be that miracle. And so I would ask, do you hear the heart of the Father? Do you hear the compassion of Christ and see that in this work? Will you bring what you have and then let the miracles happen? The love of Christ go out. $48 will essentially serve 10 people with clean drinking water for life. $144 would give that clean drinking water to 30 people. Some of you can drill an entire well. $4,800. I was with someone just last weekend, and he said, you know, we saw this and we were praying about it. I thought we should drill a well. His wife said, we should drill 10 wells. And she won. And there are people whose lives have been saved because of it. Will you bring what you have? Together, we can reach this. Together, we can save lives. Please go online, go to the phone, make the best gift that you can.
Every day, far too many lives are lost to waterborne disease. And tragically, children under the age of 5 are the most vulnerable. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give desperate mothers hope and precious children a future by helping provide clean, life-giving water before it's too late. Our goal this year is to drill 350 water wells in areas where the need is greatest, but it won't be possible without you. Today, your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. In thanks for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Spiritual Health. This beautifully crafted prayer book will meet you in the places where anxiety, grief, and spiritual weariness run deep, guiding you through prayers for inner peace, emotional healing, and intimacy with God. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Your Life of Prayer bundle. This collection includes Prayers for My Spiritual Health, along with Prayers for My Physical Health and the Life Prayer Journal, 3 companions to help strengthen your walk with Christ. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
When my husband and I moved here, it was a very isolated and poor community. There's no clean water wells here, so we had to dig our own well. He dug the dirt and filled up a bucket, and I would lift it up to take away. I was pregnant during this time, then one night my belly began to hurt, and I started to bleed. At the clinic, they said I had miscarried. My baby had died. We keep chickens and animals here to help us earn money and support our family. But when it rains, their waste flows down towards our well. I try to boil our water or filter it with a white cloth. Most of the time, my daughter has a stomach ache and diarrhea. The clinic told me the cause of her sickness is the dirty water. I would be so excited if you came back and drilled a new well. If we had clean water, we wouldn't worry about disease. I have hope that our whole village can be without sickness. I would like to request that if you drill a new well, can you do it at the school so the children can have clean water? And all the people in our community can come and get clean water there too.
She'll get a well. her community will have a well.
I mean, praise the Lord.
I know. An instant answer to prayer. And you see how hard they work.
I'm thinking that that husband that dug that well. I mean, that is an undertaking. And then and it was a great solution for what they had. I mean, it gave them what they needed, except it's not covered.
Right.
Just like you said earlier, our wells are covered. This isn't covered. So, and then their animal waste is going to contaminate.
Yeah. And, you know, the reality is in many of these places, Cambodia, across Africa, we've seen this in Central America, where it's not that there's not water. In some places, you know, you'll have a rainy season. There will be quite a bit of water. Mm-hmm. And then it'll dry up. And because it dries up, well, now there's not much around, so you have to walk several kilometers. We followed mothers on their trek to a river to get water.
Like over 3 miles.
Yes, sometimes.
They have to walk sometimes to get dirty water.
Every single day.
Contaminated water.
Every single day. So they're doing everything they can. Mm-hmm. There'll be ponds sometimes, or maybe a place where the water seeps from a hillside into, you know, what looks, I don't know, like a well. It varies in different parts. The consistent thing is wherever there is water, it's contaminated.
Contaminated.
It can be contaminated because of the ground surface, machinery. We've seen places where that someone might have a tractor or something, and you'll see that. Every time, you see animals, animal waste.
We've had programs where we've seen the animals and the children in the same place.
In the same water. Or they'll wash their clothes.
They'll wash their clothes,
and you'll see that. And so it's just, the problem is not a lack of always water. Mm-hmm. It's a lack of clean. Drinking mm-hmm. water. And if you don't, people don't have rigs. We don't keep rigs in the backyard, right?
Right.
So they do what they can, whatever tools they can.
The white cloth
to try to filter, mm-hmm. right? They do what they can, but if you don't have clean drinking water, you have contamination, you have sickness, disease, death. So, again, here we go. We are the solution, Belinda. Mm-hmm. And praise God we have the ability to do this.
And praise God that it's not just me and you. It's every single person that's watching.
Yeah.
They have the ability to make a difference. I mean, it truly is whatever you can give. It might feel small to you, but it's not small in the kingdom of God. It's not small to these children whose lives will be saved. It could be the difference between life and death.
Yeah, it's not small to that mother.
It's not small to that mother. Mm-hmm. It's not. And I think sometimes if I am somebody watching, I think, you know, maybe, you know, that is important that I give, but I'll do that tomorrow I'll think about it but there's an urgency that we don't let that thought go too long. It's an urgency to act.
Every day that goes by, Belinda, a child is suffering from contaminated water. Mm-hmm. So we would say to you, don't let another day go by. Our people are in place. We've been doing this for decades. But someone needs help today. Will you be that answer? Will you be that answer to their prayer? You might not ever meet them. You probably won't ever know. But God knows. And there is a reward in heaven. Let's lay up treasure in heaven. And I'm telling you, meeting that need right now is laying up treasure in heaven. Go online. Go to the phone. If you can give $48, you'll give clean drinking water to 10 people for virtually life. $4,800, you can drill a whole well. Wherever you land in that, come be a part, please. Lives depend on it. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can.
Every day, far too many lives are lost to waterborne disease. And tragically, children under the age of 5 are the most vulnerable. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give desperate mothers hope and precious children a future by helping provide clean, life-giving water before it's too late. Our goal this year is to drill 350 water wells in areas where the need is greatest. But it won't be possible without you. Today, your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. In thanks for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Spiritual Health. This beautifully crafted prayer book will meet you in the places where anxiety, grief, and spiritual weariness run deep, guiding you through prayers for inner peace, emotional healing, and intimacy with God. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Your Life of Prayer Bundle. This collection includes prayers for my spiritual health, along with prayers for my physical health and the Life Prayer Journal, three companions to help strengthen your walk with Christ. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Why in the world would someone drink this water? Well, I can tell you why. It's because they have no other choice. And unfortunately, when they drink this water, they put themselves at risk every single day. And the younger a child is, the greater risk there is in drinking this water. That's why it's so urgent that we come in here and we drill a water well. We've done it in many villages across the world, but there are many more that are still getting their water from sources just like this. Will you help us give them clean drinking water? Will you help us go to the next village that drinks out of a source like this and give them clean drinking water? If you will go online or go to the phone right now, you can be a part of Mission Water for Life. And when you do, know that you are giving them the choice between this deadly water and life-giving, fresh, clean drinking water. Let's do it. It's urgent. Do it today. Again, please don't let this day pass without doing something. Belinda, I hope that, I know if we all come together, we can solve so many issues. We can save so many lives. I just want to see it happen.
And I really hope that those watching here, that they get to be a part of the miracle.
Absolutely.
It's not just us. It's every single person arm in arm saying, I will do it. And lives are changed. I mean, that's the thing. A child will be saved today.
Yeah.
A child will be saved tomorrow with what you give.
And I want to see that more and more, because you'll also see the images of children drinking that contaminated water. Let's give them water for life, and let's do it today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.